good, the bad, and the ugly. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another rendition of Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right here in Denver, Colorado, with a snowy sky and a snowy day, and I guess more to come. Also, if I could make sure let me just go further under this thing real quick here. Before we bring our guest on again tonight, it's going to be John Karowski. He was on the last time, and he is such a man of integrity and such a man that it can give us some new ideas and some really good information. I want to make sure that you go to Karowski, KUROWSKI.com. He's known as the Green Giant, a home builder in Colorado that really cares about the environment, thinks that we can change the future by our actions today, and he really wants to make a difference. And he does make a difference, and he's been making a difference for over 30 years now in Colorado. And so we're going to have a great conversation once again with him, and we're going to actually have some time to get you to some websites. One of them is called treehugger.com, treehugger.com, TREEHUGGER.com. You can use that incredible site to make your home, your community, your state a better, more environmentally safe, and environmentally more efficient home, city, state, and of course, then it goes right to the nation. And if you want to, I'd like to really invite you to go to NumbersUSA.com, as always, TheSocialContract.com, PatriotUnion.org, and make sure you get those pencils and papers out and ask some questions here of my guest. And I also want you to go to www.neighbors.denverpost.com. Go down the right side there. You'll see a piece called Smart Growth, Dumb Growth, Managed Growth equals Never-Ending Growth, All Lead to Ugly Colorado Future. Or you could just say Ugly American Future. On ABC this week, Charles Gibson reported that Lake Mead, which provides water for millions of people in the West, will dry up by 2023. And he said the cause comes from drought, global warming, and population growth. Well, I don't care whether you believe or accept the global warming aspect, but the fact is it's going to come from drought and, of course, increased population growth. And what is that increase? Anywhere from 10 to 15 million more people sucking water out of Lake Mead. Now, for any of you who have listened or watched the news, you know that Lake Lanier, Georgia, of all places, Georgia, has dried up as of last December, and they're just at they're sucking the straw off the bottom of the bowl right now, and they're going to add another 8 million people to the state of Georgia in just another 30 or 40 years. So this is nothing to fool with, people, and I'm going to appreciate that a Dr. Albert Bartlett, a man whom I have known for 20 years and whom I respect highly, wrote a piece called What Part of Arithmetic Does Not Hold for Boulder, Colorado? And, of course, Boulder says, well, it's not that we're not going to grow, it's just how we're going to grow. And Dr. Albert Bartlett said in the Cramera exclusive, he said, it's time to try again to correct the educationally credentialed, but enumerate experts. Enumeracy is the mathematical equivalency of illiteracy who say that growth is inevitable. They fail to realize that after maturity, continued growth is either obesity or cancer, unquote. And so the leaders in Boulder, which could be the leaders in Chicago or Atlanta or Miami or New York City or wherever, can all say this. So our choice is not whether to grow, but how we grow. And, of course, the fact is you can't keep growing. So my response to the enumerate remark was dumb, dumber, and dumbest. And that goes for any leaders, any contractors, any realtors, any pro-growth individuals across this nation. You are just plain dumb, dumber, or dumbest if you think this country can continue to grow population. And so we're going to have John Karowski in here to talk about that, and I'll bring you more information. So thanks for joining us. It's going to be a good show tonight. Look forward to sharing with you. And, of course, you can always call in. Be right back after these comments by our sponsors.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt? Tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give you a few thoughts here before we get into this interview. And also, for those of you in Colorado, and for those of you out there across the nation, I present a program, a compelling, if not a most sobering program, titled The Coming Population Crisis in America and What You Can Do About It. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Colorado State Capitol, right down there on Lincoln Avenue, along with Colfax, I will be presenting in front of some of the senators and the House reps of Colorado my program, The Coming Population Crisis in Colorado and What You Can Do About It. I'll be on the second floor at 1 p.m. That's 1 p.m. And hosting it will be Ted Harvey, but I've invited all of the senators and all of the House reps to help us appreciate that if Colorado adds the predicted 5 million people in the next 4 decades or less, we are going to put ourselves into an unsustainable state and a crisis that will be irreversible and problems that will be unsolvable, and whether it's gridlock traffic, personal freedom, animal extinction, crowding, gridlock, air pollution, water crisis, you name it. This is a compelling program. I invite you to go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, and you can book this program in your state or your city, and the more that see it, they will understand what we face. And as I was just talking to John, and we'll jump into this interview very quickly, what about continuing to grow in your city, San Francisco, or Los Angeles, or New York, or Miami, or Houston, Texas, or Dallas? And what Dr. Albert Bartlett says is this, and I find it extremely amazing. What does growth really bring to you and me, the average citizen? Well, yes, it creates a few rich people. However, Bartlett said, it brings more homelessness, more unemployed, more people living in poverty, more traffic congestion, higher parking fees, more school crowding, more hospital crowding, more unhappy neighborhoods, more expensive government, more taxes, higher taxes, more fiscal problems for each state, more air and water pollution, higher utility rates, diminishing democracy, crowded highways, growing costs of infrastructure maintenance, higher food costs, and more destruction of course, our precious environment. And I also added to that overloaded campgrounds, ski resorts, more litter, higher gas costs. And he goes about, and he talks about it right here. He says, it's not clear why the Colorado legislature would think that people would want all these known consequences of growth, Bartlett lamented. Crude oil increased from $20 a barrel in 2002 to $100 a barrel in 2008. If this rate continues, we would look at $500 a barrel in another 6 years. That's all because of population growth. So I hope that you are really thinking about this, and as I bring more of the experts into the show, that you really put your thinking caps on and see what we face, because it's really going to get ugly. So with that in mind, we're talking to John Kurowski tonight. His website, www.kurowski.com. He's known as the Green Giant here in Colorado. He's a home builder that cares about the environment. He knows that personal action can make a difference. And welcome back to the show again tonight, John.
Hi, Frosty. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing very well. And I one of the things that happened when I watched the news last night is Charles Gibson sat there and said that Lake Mead is going to dry up in another 15 years, and it's going to dry up because it doesn't have enough water. There's drought. There's too many people that are sucking the straw out of the bottom of the glass, and global warming and whatever. It's going to be gone. And I know that we already have the same kinds of problems throughout the West, and yet we're going to add another. By the time we have 15 years go by, we're going to have 45 million more people added to this country, and, of course, a commensurate number here to the West. What do we do to try to remain sustainable? Is it possible, John?
If you would please allow me to do one thing before I answer that question, Frosty.
Sure.
I was going to deliver some Valentine's presents to three lovely kids, my grandkids, Kaysen, Kate, and Camden. They're great kids. They're doing great in school and sports. They love magic, so I wanted to say hello to them. Now I'll jump into that, okay?
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? Well, and kids, you got a great granddad here, and I mean, gosh darn, happy Valentine's. And to all of you out there, especially the women, a big happy Valentine's. I took my wife out to dinner and gave her a big Valentine's myself today. So, yeah, my gosh, I get so busy with columns that I forgot about that it is Valentine's today. So happy Valentine's, everybody, and thanks for reminding, and thanks for sharing that with your family, John.
Frosty, in response to your question, it's ironic that you asked that question right at the top of our interview, because today I attended and spoke at the landscaping symposium down at the Denver Botanical Gardens. There were over 100 people there from the landscape industry. Mm-hmm. And the essence of that symposium was, what could the landscape industry do to deliver sustainable landscaping plans? And I was there from a builder viewpoint, and one of the things that I talked about was what the Built Green program of Colorado was doing with energy and water efficiency, and particularly water efficiency, because you mentioned Lake Mead and what's going to happen to that water storage capacity.
Correct.
In our Built Green checklist, there's 182 items. Just in landscaping alone, we have 14 steps, 14 guideline items that specifically present the builders ideas on how to make their landscaping more water efficient and at the same time have a beautiful landscaping that will serve many different types of taste, many different types of needs. And I think that was a very pointed symposium, especially as we look forward to how to capture all the runoff we've got from the snow. And in some cases, the question is going to be, where are we going to store it? But the building industry, through the Built Green program, is addressing water efficiency inside the house and outside the house with the right kind of landscaping. And we have landscape contractors and designers who can deliver wonderful wonderful landscape designs that will reduce the water consumption on the average lot by anywhere from 30 to 50%. That's a significant saving of water.
Oh, it really is. It's a huge one. And I know right now, if we look at all the old toilets that we've been flushing for the last 50 years, and certainly in my lifetime, it's about a 4 or 5 gallon tank. And I know that all the new low flush tanks are less than 2 gallons, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, in our lifetime, Frosty, that's yours and mine. We've gone from a 7 gallon to a 3.6 gallon flush, to now we're at a 1.6 gallon flush, and now we have toilets that have dual flush, one for the liquid and one for the solid. So we've even reduced that even more. So there's been a great reaction by our industry to really bring efficient water fixtures to the market.
Well, you know, my grandpa, who used to live, we used to live on a lake, okay, for the summer cottage. It was, if you pee, let it be.
Yeah.
If it's number two, then, you know, let it go or flush it down or something. If you go number two, you let it go. But you flush it. But I guess I hadn't heard the one where if you have a liquid, it's the one flush, and then if it's solid, it's a two flush. Oh my gosh, that's even a greater savings by all means.
Oh yeah, that's right. I mean, what happens with the dual flush toilets? If it's a liquid, all you need to do is use a minimum flush. It has a separate button for that, and another button, which is a 1.6 gallon flush for the solid. So that's a big significant. Now they have even perfected waterless urinals that can be used in commercial establishments.
Oh, well,
so
that's
another great potential water savings there.
Well, that's outstanding. And also, ladies and gentlemen, even if we succeed in literally stopping the massive and unending immigration into this country today, we just did it. We stopped all the illegal and stopped the legal immigration in this country. And even though the American female has 2.03 fertility, in other words, two kids, replacement, it's called population momentum, we would still gain another 35 million people into this country by the year 2040. And so it behooves each of us not only to work on the front of population stability, but it also behooves each and every one of us to start participating in what John's talking about, and that's a dual-flush toilet, because you're not only just doing it for yourself and the savings that you're going to have from just the dual flush situation on that, but you're also going to be thinking about the next, no matter what we do, 35 million Americans are going to be added to this country less than 35 years. And so it's not too early to start saying, okay, we need to get, you need to put that new flush toilet, you need to be, you know, turning off the water, you have to be at all times frugal with this very precious resource. So what are some of the big things that happened in that speech and in that symposium today that you had, John?
Well, let me pick out a couple of critical things. In terms of the landscape design, there was a lot of discussion and examples of using different types of shrubs, plants, grasses, and trees that do well in the high desert climate of Colorado, that could do well in any high desert environment. And as a result of using those, that means that those species are going to use less water from the sprinkler system. And so it's going to be a more durable, a more long-lasting species. So it's going to provide more value to the landscape overall. The second thing they talked about was having...
You want to hold that? We'll bring that second thing right back after these comments from our sponsors. Thanks for joining us. Be right back with John Kurowski. And we're all going to get environmentally squared away. Be right back.
Oh. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we're back here at Connecting the Dots, and I want to make sure that you go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can talk to the host. You can go to my website, frostywooldridge.com. If you have someone you think that's highly creative, that's, say, somebody like John Kurowski, who's got great ideas, who's going to bring a great new thought to the show, a xeriscaping or landscaping or building or a new car that has a new energy source or something, by all means, get them and their name and their phone number to me, and I would love to interview them on the show, because as I was just talking to John on the break, we're all in this together, okay? We're in this together, and I don't care if you're from China, I don't care if you're from Russia, I don't care if you're from Brazil, and I just got a letter from a guy from Brazil, and he's all upset because I'm just a terrible person, I don't understand, and he's here on a visa, and it's expired, and he's going to stay here, and that this is his future. And so what I wrote back to him, I said, thank you. You got a 3.68 grade, and I got a scholarship, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, then I hope you harness your talents and your skills toward a better world and a better future. And so that's the key here. This is a human dilemma, and it needs a human solution. So send those names in, send their phone numbers or websites in, and I'll interview them, because we are in this together, and we can solve it together. And we can't solve it by complaining. We can't solve it by sitting around and grumbling. We can solve it because we're taking action and creative action and a process that allows us to get into this future and a sustainable future. So that second point, John, let's bring that on.
Well, another point that was made at the symposium is that One of the requirements in what I call water-efficient landscaping and what was commonly talked about is having a landscape design with an efficient sprinkler system that's, number one, well-designed, number two, that it's got good equipment, not just cheap equipment, good controllers. It's done by a certified sprinkler designer, has a certified inspection of that, and we even have instruments now that are like mini weather stations. In fact, at a house that I built in Denver over on East Hawaii Lane, I have a mini weather station that's right on the edge of the roof that basically reads the weather, and it controls the amount of water that the sprinkler system will deliver based upon whether it's just rained or not. And, you know, most sprinkler systems are set by a clock. They go on. You see many sprinkler systems go on when it's raining or just after it rained. Well, this system will basically say, hey, it just rained, so I'm not going to allow Kurowski sprinkler to go on. That's a really neat little thing, not very expensive, and it can be incorporated into any landscaping system. So that's the kind of technology that we're looking at. And I think one of the key things is that the generation today, the young people coming out of college today, because they've had a great exposure to the environmental issues in school and through media, I think they are going to have the opportunity to bring about change at a tremendous rapid rate that we've never seen before. And I just welcome these bright kids with bright ideas, and they embrace technology. And I think what they're going to bring to the table in the next 5 to 10 years is going to be absolutely awesome. So these young kids coming out of high school and college with this environmental awareness and their ability to design, their ability to create, and their passion for action in terms of sustainable landscaping and building will be just terrific.
Well, you know, and I'm all in favor of that. In fact, I have lectured here in Colorado at the Hobie, and that is, of course, young high school kids that are in the Hobie program, and it's from Hugh O'Brien. You know, you remember the old Hugh O'Brien, and he was a big gunslinger back in the 50s and 60s on TV?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Hugh O'Brien. Well, he created the Hugh O'Brien School for Youth. It's called H-O-B-Y.
I did not know that. That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, and I spoke to the Hobie kids at the Denver Museum last spring with my program, and I still get letters from these kids. And so it is exciting that we've got creative process going on. We've got some, you know, as much as there are a bunch of real unfortunate academics that don't really finish their schooling and so forth, the ones that do are the ones that are the leaders, and they've always been the leaders. And they're going to be moving out into all these different disciplines, whether it's calculus, physics, whether it's engineering, whether it's aviation, whether it's science and technology. That's the key. And literature and arts. I mean, we all need to do that and really go forward with that thing. And so it is exciting. So, yeah, for those of you out there, Hobie, H-O-B-Y, that's the Hugh O'Brien Youth. And you can just check it out, hoby.com. And if your kid wants to get into that program, wow, what an opportunity. So some other ideas that came out of this symposium that were exciting.
Well, I think a big one is, in the typical land plan, if you look around Denver and then put yourself into a rainy thunderstorm afternoon in July or August, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're standing in the parking lot of any commercial building, any retail building, and you get one of these August thunder bumpers, right?
Sure.
But you see that tremendous rain come down, hits the pavement, and it flows across the pavement into a street, down into some facility, some culvert that eventually takes all that water directly into a creek or a lake or some what I call waterway.
Okay, we're going to have to come right back. Hold that thought, John. We got to come back after these sponsors break. Next, we'll be right back with John Kurowski.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us. I'm talking to John Kurowski again, www.kurowski.com, and also happy Valentine's to all you gals out there, and I gave a big Valentine's heart to my wife and took her out to dinner last night for a pre-Valentine's and got her a big card today, and I'm going to take her out to dinner again tonight because she's a birthday girl on the 12th. And she just flew back in from Vegas. She got to see her parents. And anyway, I got to take her out. And then, of course, she gets Valentine's. So she gets a double treat here in just 2 days for being a birthday girl and also a Valentine's girl. So, again, that next point you were making before we just jumped off here, just go back to that.
Standing in the parking lot of their favorite supermarket in July or August when one of those big thunderstorms comes, and you see that tremendous amount of rain come down, hit the pavement, flow into the street, and down into some culvert, and it ends up in a creek or a stream or a lake, right?
Right,
or
exactly.
Or in a storm, what we call a storm drainage system. Well, One of the things that was talked about today is how we can take a parking lot, for example, or any landscape system on a single lot or a whole community, and take some of that stormwater and use it in that landscape design as follows. For example, if you picture one of these islands in a commercial parking lot that's got a curb around it and a tree in it, well, if you remove the curb and you lower that ground in the island so that water can flow into it, then what happens, that becomes what we call a rain garden or a bio garden. So the water from the parking lot will basically be used to water some of the landscape features. The same thing could be used in a landscape system for a house. For example, instead of letting all the water run off the site into the street and away someplace, we can build swales, little mini ponds, little rain gardens, and take that water, flow it to that, and basically filter and use the water on the site. So that could be an incredible way to help control the amount of stormwater. It could be an incredible way to help to control the amount of dirty water that gets into the creeks and streams. And I think it has tremendous potential. I think it's one of those great sustainable practices that is not only practical, but it's being used today. In a street in Seattle, about 6 or 7 years ago, as a test, they remodeled an old street that had great flooding when it rained a lot in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And through designing what we call bio gardens and swales, they were able to reduce that runoff from the streets into the creek where the salmon was and was negatively affecting the salmon. In 1 year, they reduced the runoff by over 85%.
Wow.
So those kinds of things that are being created by what I call creative engineers and people really wanting to do the right things can have enormous impacts. So in that case, they got a cleaner river, the salmon were healthier, the street looked 100% better, and they used the water to water these landscape swales on the street.
Well, also one of the things that I appreciate about the fact that there's so much concrete and asphalt in places like California, and certainly Dallas and Houston, and here in Denver, Colorado, is that the underground aquifers don't get a chance to recharge themselves. And so any way to make sure that all that water doesn't just go off into the Platte River is a boon to the growing things, and also it gives hopefully a greater chance for the precious water to go back down into the aquifers and recharge them.
And by now, using those what I call stormwater cleansing techniques, when we do deliver the water downstream, it's cleaner water.
And well, atop of Berthoud Pass right now, the Fraser River wasn't getting the clean water because it has 6 tons of sand spread all over the slope. The coming off of Berthoud Pass, which is 11,000 feet, and all that sand was getting into the Fraser River, and it was like they should have like 350 fish per square, whatever it was, and they were down to 200 little trout and so forth per square, whatever it was. And so now that they've mitigated all that sand coming down in there with these settling ponds, it gives the fish another healthy chance to have a good population of fish.
I think that's a great example.
Yeah, it really is. So what other things are we going to be doing here in Colorado, landscape-wise, building-wise, to save energy, to use the available energy and not use the fossil fuel burning to make homes better and landscaping better that people can really utilize in their own homes?
Well, I think if people will go to Built Green, it's B-U-I-L-T, green.org, they're going to see what the home builder industry is doing in Colorado. There's 182 items or more on that checklist, and when they apply that checklist to the building component of the program, what we'll see is that homes are being designed to use less energy. In that program, builders can easily use the Build Green techniques to save 30% of the energy against what I call a regularly built house. In many cases, builders have now gotten their techniques where they can move it up to a 50% reduction in utility costs, and that's before applying solar systems. And so, and a lot of that is done on a element-by-element basis. Some things are very simple, and some things are a little bit more complex. But in just in terms of talking about a couple of the basic ones, if we can orient the house to work with the sun, that is, that the living side or the most used side of the house can face the sun, that's the, generally the south side, so the house is on an east-west axis, and you can use simple architectural elements that hardly cost anything. And what that does, it allows the sun to come in the house in the wintertime, but the overhangs will control the sun coming into the house in the summertime. So you end up having a cooler house in the summer, a warmer house in the winter, and basically we've done nothing except orient the house in the right direction and use proper overhangs on the house. That's a really simple thing, and we encourage builders and architects to take advantage of those suggestions in the Build Green program.
Oh, well, you know, and that's outstanding. And I have to tell you, I've got aspen trees around my front. My house faces east in the morning, the dining room and
right.
the kitchen. So the sun's flowing in the morning, but I have big trees in the front and big trees in the back. And so I get great, great, great shade, and I keep that house cool. I don't even have air conditioning. I just don't.
Yeah, in fact, that brings up another topic that we talk about at the symposium,
mm-hmm.
is that there are certain types of deciduous trees, that's the shade tree,
right.
that are specifically considered for use in new plantings because they will provide a lot of umbrella shade with a heavy tree, a heavy leaf umbrella in the summertime, but in the wintertime when the leaves fall, there is not overbearing heavy limbs. So even getting down to that science will help to do exactly what you said, allow the sun in the wintertime and give you great shade in the summertime.
Oh, yeah, and folks, it's glorious to have trees and to have, and I have a pretty much a zero-scaped yard. I really put it to I've got it so I don't have to do much watering just because everything is pretty much a rock garden and it's on its own. And I do bring a lot. I put a lot of flowers out because I love flowers and I love to have the hummingbirds come along and I love the butterflies coming and I love the little bees. Sometimes I've got bees on some of my little purple flowers. I bet you I could count close to 500 bees.
Wow.
And they're all sitting there having a fun time, you know.
You need a beehive and make some honey.
Yeah, one of my friends, John, has a beehive, and he just sent me some of his beehive from his John and Mary Lou's beehive, and I feel so blessed because this is real good fun honey from friends that have their own beehive, and it's just a lot of blast. But you know, every year on the west side of the house or on the east side of the house and the south side, I have a garden, and those tomato plants. We put 3 tomato plants out. Heck, we get 100 tomatoes out of those. I mean, I'm in seventh heaven.
That's great.
Oh, it really is. So we have all these different opportunities, and I like this builtgreen.org. We've got treehugger.org. We've got Kurowski.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you're getting a lot of information here from an expert, the man who cares, and a man who cares is going to put more energy into this thing. How can people across the country, how can they find a green giant like you in their neck of the woods?
Well, one of the things is that if they go to my website, Kurowski.com, and there's a page there called Team Partners, on that site there's a whole list of other informational sites that they can go to. Things on solar, wind generation, landscaping, xeriscaping, window technology, and all those things. And a lot of those sites will have builders who specialize in Build Green. So if they're in, for example, Kansas or in the state of Washington, and they did a Google search for green builders, they are going to find green builders in Atlanta, in Washington, in Kansas City, many parts of the country. So I would encourage them just to do that. They can start with my site, and then they can just Google in green builder in any state, and they'll come up with some really pretty good referrals. And if they don't find one, if they want to email me at john@kurowski.com, I'll do whatever I can to help them find one in the state that they live in.
All right, john@kurowski.com. And one of the things that I feel is important is that I'm hoping that when I bicycled through Europe 2 years ago, and one of the things I found is that all the transportation in all these cities was just bicycles and or walking because everyone lived near their place of work. Is it possible that here in Denver, where we have a massive traffic jam every morning, and we have a massive traffic jam most of the day, but from 3 to 7, it's just nothing but gridlock, and well, 3:30 to 7, and then, of course, in the morning from 6 to 9, it's just one big jam-up. Is it possible that the builders in the future, or certainly in the coming years, could start creating literally villages that were intertwined with each other so that they didn't have to have this massive car commuting situation? Can we do that here in Colorado? Can we do it in other states around the nation?
Frosty, that is being addressed by our industry very, very aggressively. In the industry, it's known as transit-oriented development. If you drive from downtown Denver south on I-25 and you look at where the light rail stops,
correct,
watch the number of apartments or condominiums that are being built around those stops. So that directly addresses the question that you just posed. Another good example, if you go down to the Denver Tech Center, you can get an apartment in the tech center. You can get a condominium in the tech center. You can get a single-family home in the tech center. So our industry is aggressively taking advantage of the very thing that you just mentioned. It's a problem, and we've been addressing it very aggressively for a number of years, and we are going to be continuing building on our experience and expertise to deliver better product along what we call the transit-oriented avenues, both light rail and highways.
Well, you know, that's more than exciting. One of the things that I found as I bicycled through Italy, io capisco un po' l'italiano. Anyway, I'm going to be going back there, but I'm taking all my Italian lessons so I can speak to the people. But I would go through all these little towns on my bicycle, and of course, all the old guys were sitting there under the umbrellas, and they were playing checkers or playing chess and drinking a brew, and having their pizza or having their linguine.
Right.
But the one thing about all those cities in Italy, they're in Tuscany, they're walled cities or up on the top of a hill in Tuscany and so forth. They all worked in the same town, and you could walk from one end of the town in 10 minutes. And I would think is that kind of a building construction, it creates community, and you get to know the folks that they're in the community instead of coming and going and so forth. You've got folks that you can count on that to become your friends, and that's really the real quality of life that really makes life worth living when you've got a nice community like that.
Yeah, and I think there's some good examples here in Denver. For example, the old Villa Italia site, which we now know as Belmar, mm-hmm. That's a great walking, entertaining, dining out, living experience, as is Lowry, the old Lowry Air Force Base, Stapleton. McStain created a wonderful community up north where they incorporated walking trails, biking trails, and a tunnel over to the restaurants and offices. So there are some really great examples of what the industry is doing to combine the kinds of solutions that you have talked about, where they can use the bicycle and they can walk over to the the corner store. So I think it's a great example again of how our land planners and many builders are bringing those solutions to the marketplace. The three or four that I just mentioned, I think, are live, willing, successful examples.
Oh, and one of the things I have found as I've gotten older, I don't care how much money you have, because I've got some friends that got a lot of money. I don't care what kind of a house you live in, because I've got friends that live in big, big, big houses. I got other friends that live in little, little houses. But and I don't care what kind of car you drive, and I don't care how big your job is, and I don't care how famous you are, I don't care how unfamous you are. In the end, when it comes to community, really the happiness of your life is, who are your friends?
Right.
And those friends that you get to see day in and day out, week in and week out, that you go climbing with, you go canoeing with, you go skiing with, or whatever, you go bicycling with, that's really, to me, the joy of living. It's the spiritual bliss that you have because you've got good friends that they're in that little community with you, and they're there for you, and you're there for them, and you can count on them, and you can chat, and you can eat all the things that go with it. So that's really what I hope. Because when I've traveled to Europe a great deal on my bicycle, some of these homes are 1,000 years old, generation after generation. And my gosh, the communities are just they're family, and it's just quite wonderful. We're going to be right back with John Kurowski here and bring those websites to you after these comments from our commercial sponsors. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, I'll tell you what, the last two nights have been just a pleasure with John Kurowski here because he's been the good. He's been the best, and he's even getting better because I think as each one of us grows up and grows older and grows wiser and grows more knowledgeable, goes to all these conferences, and he does for the home builders, and he's known as the Green Giant here in Colorado, that makes him valuable not only to this community, but obviously he's reaching out across America the last couple of nights and making more inroads, creating more critical mass, more tipping point, and more people to care. So make sure you go to these websites that he really will appreciate you to go to see, and that's www.kurowski.com, K-U-R-O-W-S-K-I.com, and also Built Green, that's B-U-I-L-T-G-R-E-E-N, builtgreen.org. And another one, of course, that I have always said, treehugger.com. Talk about a plethora of good ideas and a multitude of creative process there for you to be a better person, to be a better environmental person, to be caring more for your community. And talk about new ideas. You're just going to go wild. And I think, John, is there another one? Is it denvergreen.com? Is that denvergreen.com?
I can't think of it right now.
Okay, denvergreen.com, or it's Denver. Anyone, just write me and I can give you that. Denvergreen, I think it's .com, which will give you ideas what Denver, Colorado's doing to mitigate pollution, mitigate too much driving, mitigate any of the other consequences. But we were talking just before the break, or after the break, the air or the wind power. You had a story, sir.
Frosty, in 1982, I built a demonstration house that was built on energy conservation and water conservation. And now you think about it, this was 1982, that's 25, 26 years ago. And one of the beliefs that I had was that wind generation should be considered by our communities and by the utility company. At that time, our utility company was called Public Service. So I went to them for this demonstration home and asked them if I could put up a wind generator. Of course, it was against the covenants. The city didn't want to hear about it. And the developer, fortunately, supported a guy by the name of Jim Nicholson, who was the development manager, agreed with me. So we put up a wind generator on that site, and we were allowed to keep it up for about 3 months. And I just had this belief that wind power could be an asset to all of us in this world or in Colorado. And here it is now, fast forward a quarter of a century later, and you think, gosh, some things just change slow. But as you mentioned, I mean, there's tremendous examples of great wind farms in Europe and in California, and we've got one now feeding the Xcel energy program here, and there are thousands of Xcel energy utility customers who support that program through wind power. So I congratulate and compliment all those people. And any of you who would like to do that, you could go to the Xcel Energy website, the Wind Source program, and you could, too, can participate in it. So
that's right. Well, John, thank you. It's just been a real honor and a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you, Frosty.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, John Kurowski, Kurowski.com. BuiltGreen.org. It's always a pleasure to speak with and enjoy such outstanding guests. And we're going to have John back on again sometime. In the meantime, you all have a great evening. And to the ladies out there, happy Valentine's. I hope all your dreams come true. Good night. God bless. And Godspeed. And let's transform the world to a better place for our children.